Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Lots of things to discuss. First, I had a, Arshia, I like your hair. You just, you know, you need to keep that up. I like that. I like that. Yes,
you keep doing that. Thank you.
Vanessa, you looking nice this morning. Yes. I like it. Now,
you look solid gold, bro. You look solid gold.
I so appreciate you. Yes. Lots of things. We launch in less than 30 days. Yes, y'all heard that before. Now, I'm telling you, we're going to take the weekend off for sure. We're going to take the weekend off. So don't count the weekend. We'll take the weekend off. But you should be really, 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 really ready to start building. You should be building a foundation and ready to move forward as fast as possible. Because if you followed me long enough, I would never tell you anything. You understand? That is in my head until it can't be stopped. So you should just know me well enough to know that. Okay, I didn't tell you, oh, thank you, Tanya. I didn't tell you we're launching a company. I said we launch, right? Present, not participle, not present participle. I'm telling you that there is a definite, I know exactly when. All right, I know exactly when some of you got that message. So if you take out the weekend, for some of you who have that top secret message, take out the weekend and make that business days, then you can know too. There you go. All right. Then you can know too. So I'm excited about that. Carisha brought something up to me, Deanna. So I guess this is where you come in at. She said something. Then, so we have a nice little welcome email, but I want to 100 times X. I want to 100 times that email, and I want to make a welcome package. Okay. I want to make a welcome email as a welcome package as well. I want both. I can tell you what I want. Here's what's getting ready to happen for y'all really soon. It will, the only reason it hasn't happened at this moment is because I don't know where I'm going to put it. I'm not sure if I'm going to put it in your software and you can see it there, or if I just have, or maybe in the Facebook group. I'm not sure. Right now, I'm not sure. It's either going to be in the software or on the website. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just figuring out when. But once I figure out how to distribute it, it's going to happen. So what is the it? The first thing you're going to see is, did I say, was it first 10 or first 30? I think what I've done is, here's your first 30 days. This is what you should do day one, day two, day three, day four, right? Here's your first, it's like a 30 day, not a program. It's, let's just call them very short trainings so you can get the maximum amount of
jump
money.
Start.
Jump kickstart. Start.
Kickstart.
Kickstart.
There
kickoff.
You go.
Kickstart. Let's go with kickstart, kickoff. Either one. Tipper says she vote for the software. Yeah, it's either going to be on the software or on the website. All your news is going to come from one place called, I forget, what is it called? Is it news and current events or news and events? I think it's news and events.
News
like
and
that.
Updates.
News and updates. That's what it is. News and updates. And it's going to be all in there in great detail. Like every, and we're going to, it's going to be, it's always going to be news and updates going to come from one place. And then what we'll do is we'll do a little introduction in the Riqueza family group, which I'm about to explain that here in a second. And then we'll say a few words and then link you back to that one place. Reason being, because it just makes easier for to disseminate information. But I also want you, I want you to respect the website, but that's not what I really want. I want a cycle of duplication so tough that Patricia, her 474th person on her fourth level, knows where to get news at without her telling it. That's what I really want, okay? That's what I really want. This is what I'm really thinking about. This is what I'm really thinking about. So either on that news and updates or a hidden page would be training. If I can't put it in your software, then I'll put it in, you know, training section there. And it's gonna be a 30-day module, 30 days. What I want you to do is, I want, this is what I'm thinking. I want Michelle to bring in Tom. And Tom, the first thing Michelle does is she teaches Tom go through, start day one training. Short videos, day one training. And I have my reasons. I'm gonna give you my reasons, but I'm gonna tell you all the reasons you want it, but then I always have my secret agenda, okay? This is me on my Phil Sorrentino self. Go ahead, Phil.
Day one orientation.
That's it right there. That's it. Write that down. Put it for me in there. Day one orientation. Every time y'all say something, I have Deanna. She sends me a running note of everything that we talk about so I can have it ordered. And then I look over it And then we actually implement everything that's going on. So when all this inspiration happens, I get to have that written out.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
And part of that orientation could be a series of questions that we ask our students about where are they, what their goals are, you know, what their dreams are, so that we have a document based on what their expectations were the first day they show up.
Absolutely.
So we can keep that in their records as they go on their journey. Document, are we helping them where they want to be helped or not?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And Tempest just said something, make it a mandatory class where they can't move on until they complete it. That's actually quite possible. That's actually, that's easy to do too. So we more than likely will do that for sure. For sure. Here's my agenda. Oh, go ahead, Shaker.
On what Tempest said, that's a fantastic idea. What we could also, and combining probably what Phil said, we could have some sort of knowledge checks, some sort of interviews where, you know, they interact with you specifically because you have the intuition or the gut feel to know whether they have completed it. Because there could be a lot of, you know, non-genuine people who just want to go through that. So just to filter it, maybe you can meet them and understand how deeply, how genuinely they have literally completed it. And you can probably get a sense of it while building their goals and things like that, and right, making it mandatory from Tempest's suggestion.
Mm-hmm. So you got three great things going on here, because you're in the same energy that I'm in. I'm just gonna make a few tweaks to it. So my agenda is, if I were you, I would want to see who is hungry. And putting people through 30 training modules real quick. If someone finishes in the first day, and you know that totally, if each video was 2 minutes, 5 minutes, the average video was 3 minutes long, and they sat there in their 33-minute videos, okay, Amanda, that's the one. Let's right? That's what I would want. I'm using this as a filtration program to see who gets my attention first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's one thing in there for sure.
Definitely
a needs analysis. Because what we do, the same way we get everybody dreams, Deanna, like we already do here, and y'all may not know this, but you can't work close to us without us having your dreams. Like, we won't even talk to you. Everybody else, you know, people want personality assessments, and that's good. That's actually probably the second or third thing I do. The first thing I do is figure out what do you want on your dreams. And again, I just, Joel Osteen keeps working himself back into my meetings, but I got that from Joel Osteen. His whole thing, his whole leadership style was, if he fulfilled the dreams of his employees, or, you know, his staff members, faculty, then they would fulfill the dreams of Lakewood. That was his thing. And up until 2012, I never even had the, like, that was foreign to me. That's not the way people thought, you know. Now, obviously now, I know a lot of people that think like that now, but that was my first introduction to someone that thought like that. So we'll definitely, one of those modules would definitely be to give your success team leader your dreams, and we'll have a format for how to do it. And we're going to teach them through, and look, I'm not even making this up, Phil. It's going to be the same phase and Think and Grow Rich, them same six steps. Okay. Like, you know, it's the same six things that we're going to do. It's in the, yeah, right there. It's the same thing, rich, those same six steps. They're going to go through that. So there will be an extensive model for everyone to go through. I've already got most of it worked out. Actually, I've already got all of it worked out, but with input coming from y'all, it seems like it's getting better. But that is going to be there without a doubt. So let's write down on the board for me, Grace. You can take my left-handed writing off the board and write down on the board for me. Let's put 1 through 30 on the board. Now, don't put 1 through 30 now, because it'll take too long. But put 1 through 30 on the board, and it'll remind us to go through it. And we'll even record it for y'all. So one day you'll see it, and you'll see how we're doing stuff. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, and the classic Zig Ziglar quote, you can get what you want if you help other people get what they want.
Absolutely.
That should be the quote in one of the quotes in the orientation.
Yeah, put classic Zig Ziglar quote, even though I'm sure it's going to automatically come out, because I wouldn't know any other way. For sure. And we're definitely going to do that. And we're going to be, it's all 4K and all that stuff like that. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, and there's somebody on the call that's an expert on getting people to understand their initial interaction with an organization. And that's Susan. All the onboarding she did with Les Brown, she would be a valuable resource to pick her brain on what we need to cover during this time.
All right, Deanna, can you make some time to do that today? All right, I would need you, since you got both a strategic and empathetic brain, that would fit well with Susan. So thank you, Susan, for being voluntold about your services. We would definitely do that sometime today. If we can, I would like to get all 30 days done today. Okay. Not the recording. The day one is this, day two is that. Man, all 30 days done. But let's have that conversation with Susan first, because I'd rather you have the energy of what she talked about in those 30 days than having to correct stuff. So let's do that. She's most certainly an onboarding specialist. That's it. I certainly expect many things will be most, if I can automate brushing my teeth, I would. But please know, you're going to see a lot of automation happening around here. I'm just telling you, everything's going to be automated, because that is how you scale up. It's not the only way you scale up, but that has a lot to do with scaling up, which leads me to the second point that Shaker said. I'm not going to meet with them to see if they did the videos and actually went through it. I'm going to teach you all how to be me and respect it like me. And they come to you to do that. Okay. And that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? I'm not going to, Shaker wanted me to meet with them, which is smart for 200 people, for 7 million people. Okay. You understand? You know, if I keep meeting with people, I ain't running the business. Right. So, but my job now is to make all of y'all little me's. Or if it was Les Brown, then all of y'all little Les Browns. Or if it was Tony Robbins, all of you a little Tony Robbins, right? Whatever that is. So they respect you like they respect me, right? That's my job, to make sure that happened. And the third thing he said, I think Tempest addressed it with the locking the thing in, having that permanently. So good stuff. All right, so that's that. Expect that to happen. So let's see if we can recap real quick. I only talked about two things, actually. It was the 30 days and what was right before that. I want the welcome package. So let me go back to the welcome package real quick. I've been thinking about, I would love to send something out to everyone, but our business model kind of makes that hard. If you were paying $199 to join, then that would be real easy. Because you'd be paying for your welcome package. You would be paying for it. But that's not what's happening here. So I'm not sure if that's plain and simple. But when you pay $199 or $399 to join the organization, you pay for the postage and you pay for the welcome package. So we're not doing that. So what I want to do is I want to dominate that welcome package digitally. That means that it needs to be more than just an email, like I see. There needs to be nice little cute graphics. You understand? It needs to be a bunch of stuff. It needs to be all media into one. Let me sum it up that way. All media into one. And then, y'all ready for this? We then need to be proactive and understand that this media package is going to be amazing. It's going to be nice. And it's also going to use data. And in Zambia, that may be a problem. So we need to also focus on what is audio as well. Which means, and I've already come up with it, I couldn't think, how do I do it? I don't know how to do it. I got it. I already figured it out. It took me a while to figure it out, but I already figured it out. We're going to automate a lot of this. And there are going to be two things that's going to happen moving forward. That's why I've been doing, I haven't said nothing to y'all, but some of y'all best calls and stuff, I'm going to have stored up in a space for you to go to. And then y'all will remember, oh my God, this training. Actually, let me say what Susan did one day. My first day in orientation, she just listened to me in my little dreams and stuff. And I said something. I don't know what I said. I'm sure it was like way out there though. I'm sure whatever I said, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to change the world. You know, something like that. Right? I'm sure I said something like that for sure. And she sat on the phone with me for a full hour. And after she listened to me, she said, well, you know what you need to do? On February 13th, just let me teach you how to use the calendar. And she told me how to use February 13th. If you go to this talk, you hear Les Brown breaking down what you just said. It was an amazing call. And I did. I literally went to go do it. And she was absolutely right. It's what I needed to hear when I want to do the same thing.
So, right.
Yes, whoever that is.
One quick question.
Oh, yes. Yes. Go ahead, Shaker.
Do we have anybody within our ATS family who can, now since it is an education aspect that we're addressing, I'm thinking, do we have somebody for those who are visually challenged, audibly challenged?
That's a very good question. We do not, but now we're going to have so.
You know, I can imagine someone who is doing that and permeating ATS's courses through that, that will be something.
No, you speak well right now. That you were supposed to say that this morning. You understand? That's the second time it's come up. We need, well, they'll say it on the mic.
Talisha had someone before. So yeah, I was saying that this is the second time that has come up. That we've had someone ask about having the program available to someone who's visibly or audibly. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you why that's important. And today, it's easy to do. You probably go to some freelance website and get someone who knows sign language. And right, it's easy at this point. You know, today, the internet has truly changed the world, truly. But
sir, I'm imagining somebody at our Dominate conference from one of that population, sir. That will be really some great effect.
Nah, you are. Let me tell you why you're so right. Because I mentioned it yesterday. I said you can't become the lawyer when you take the bar exam. You have to become the lawyer now so you can stay away from doing stupid stuff to stop you from being a lawyer. It's just the way it is. All right? It's just the way it is. You understand? What Shaker is just saying is, Antonio, you're going after 7 million students. It doesn't make sense that you think there won't be disabilities in those 7 million. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So be a part of that now or you'll never get to the 7 million is what the universe told me. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, having two deaf family members in my family, I totally agree with the sign language. I mean, you see it at church. Our church has someone signing every Sunday. And so it's normal to have that out there.
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes total sense. Thank you, Shaker and Susan. Thank you,
and
Shaker.
You say at the conference coming up that we'll have someone there, that would be great.
That would be great.
Even if we don't have anyone attending for follow-up.
It'd still be great to edit it in on the final video. Yeah.
Right, because when you take pieces of that and use it for promo and you have that as part of it, it just shows.
Yeah, how big we are. Yeah. How forward thinking we are. You're absolutely right. Good stuff. That's fantastic. So what's the two things I talk about? The welcome package and the think of a Bobby. And the 30-day thingy. Yes. Think of a Bobby is a technical term. It's a real term. All right. Now.
Sonia?
Yes.
So when you have your videos, like when you have all these videos and you have all this action going on, and let's say you do have people that sign, what about having wording across the video?
Yeah, we're going to do that for sure. It's actually something I've been wanting to do. Right now what's happening is we don't have the manpower. And I went to go automate that, but then there is no, as great, we put a man on the moon or maybe not. And we can't get text to, I mean, voice to text software down yet because there's so many dialects. Right? So many dialects. So right now, Carol, you're absolutely right. Before we ever do Spanish, I promise you we'll do Mandarin. I promise you that. And before we ever do Spanish, we would do Telugu. Before we ever do Spanish.
Because, but even in English, because some people
even in English
can't hear.
No, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. So just we're definitely moving forward there. I need to bring in a dedicated team to do that because that takes a long time. It takes a long time. Yeah, it does. It takes a long time. We need a dedicated team just to do that. Write that down for me, please, and put a star next to it because both Shaker and Carol are tapped into future us. Closed captioning.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I got that on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Antonio, you should think about a program called IntelliPath. It's for online learning because when I was doing my master's degree, everything was pretty much based online. But you can also come to campus to do that. But that program is based online. It's called IntelliPath, and it's for different types of learners. And if a learner learns better through audio, visual, any type of learner is going to cater to that type of learner. And it's the same material, but it's just broken down in different ways.
All right. Do me a favor. Write this down this way. That's a very good idea because you're in alignment with me. I'm going to say Adonia. I'm not sure what I'm saying. Arcia, because I have in my notes, make Fighting Lions more like a college. Where I have it in my notes. I need you to put down for me, say exactly this way, because I'm saying something to myself. Concerning learning adoption, do what they do, then put them out of business. That tells me exactly what is in my head. I'm speaking my language to me, okay? Basically, I'll translate that to y'all. Yes, Arshia, we're gonna do that. And then I'm gonna find a way to do it better than them and sell it to them, all right? All right, that's what I said to me. You understand? That's what I said to me. That's what I said to me. Good stuff. Outstanding. Now, anybody else? In tune right now, because I'm about to say some more. Anybody, if you're in tune, you got something to say. That's like three fantastic ideas that just came out there. Expect soon things will look differently. Things will be different. Things will, well, not different, but things will be, you will clearly see intentionality in countries. What I mean by that is China doesn't need business, sales, and marketing. They need business English and common English. You understand? One of the next things that me and Tempest just decided 2 days ago, or maybe last night, I'm not sure, but we're going to start teaching computer programming in here. And we're starting, which one, which language thank we starting you, off with, Tempest? You. Oh yeah, very welcome. Which language we starting off with? Which language you want to start off with?
I would like to start off with Python because it's easy, but you said SQL.
Well, since you're the boss, we're going to start off with Python and then do SQL. How about that? Go ahead. Yeah. Does that make me smart, Tempest, by listening to you? Because every time I don't listen to you, I get punched in the face. You know, not by you, but by the universe.
That's between you and God. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well.
That's the best answer.
So there you go. Python would be first. Python would be first. And we're looking at this.
Oh, actually, we should start with HTML.
I thought so, really. I thought so, because that's the basics. All right, HTML, then Python, then SQL. We're gonna start doing all complete. This is not for everyone, and it will not cost anything additional. It would just be there for you, probably on the senior level or something. Right? It'll be there for you should you want to take your future in your own hands, or maybe you want your kids to learn it, right? Maybe you want the kids to learn it. The reason I'm doing it that way is because some of you are like, man, I would love to learn it, but I don't feel like it. And that's okay. You didn't know, as an entrepreneur, you should be able to say that. Okay. All right. Grace is like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Therefore, if you don't feel like it because you ain't supposed to do it, you just don't feel like doing it, then that's why I'm saying it's in addition to what you already have, because it can just be one of those courses you don't feel like taking. How about that? You can take everything else. You don't have to take that. I just want to say that most of the things that we do for most of you, it will just, you would just be upgraded for free. And then everybody after you will pay in. That's the way that works. Okay? That's the way it works. And it should, well, I don't want to say it should work that way, but that's how it's always going to work around here. You understand what I'm saying? It's always going to work around here. Good stuff. Looking at the chat, that's fantastic news. Yes, yes, I'm excited about that because we know it. And then we're constantly self-teaching ourselves. So we'll just self-teach you, or we self-teaching us. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, pretty simple. Pretty simple. Yes, I got you, Dion. I heard you the first time.
She's in the top five.
She's in
the... Voting is again until the
12th. All right, voting is again to the 12th. So it's a new thing. Mm-hmm. Post that link out there. Where you at? It's the same link? Uh-huh. All right, put that link out there. Put that link out there. All right, let us pause real quick. Let us think about Kathy for a second. All right. Let me talk sugar language real quick. If the protagonist of your scriptures can pause dying and take care of his brothers and sisters, we're gonna pause the meeting and take care of our brothers and sisters. You understand? All right, Dan. I want to make that relatable. All right, so we gonna, you understand. We can carry on a little bit, Jerry, but y'all just take this weird pause till we get this link out there. Yeah. And once we do that, I would pick back up, because I do have plenty to say, but we gonna take care of one of our own. Man, and may all of you build organizations that take care of their own. Yes, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody coming back to rescue us. I'm not sure if y'all get that. All right. I'm not sure if y'all get that. Remind me to bring up the election, too. Remind me to bring up the election. There it is. All right. There goes the thingy right there. So if you're depending on your device, it's letting me vote. All right. She's number two right now. There you go. Now, where's Kathy at? Unmute your mic real quick, Kathy. Give us some instructions now. Where you need to finish at now? Is this second round? Come talk to us.
Okay, yes, this is the second round. I made it to the top 10. Woo! Mm-hmm. So now I'm fighting to be in the top five. So the voting started last night at 10, and it continues until next Thursday on the 12th for the top five. So as long as I stay in the top five within my group, because it was like 40 of us in my group. They grouped us because there's so many people.
Makes sense.
So they narrowed it down to 10 people in my group, and I was in the top 10. So now I got to be in the top five. So just keep vote. You can vote every day, once a day, but it has to be 24 hours. If you try to do it before 24 hours, it won't allow it.
That's all right.
Well, and they only let you do it through Facebook.
Okay.
Like if I try to send it to Facebook, for some reason they set it up like that so it can go through Facebook. Why?
So everybody got a Facebook page, even if they don't use it. That makes sense. They're verifying identities.
But that's
stopping people.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. They stopping people like me from using bots, because I automate that voting. You understand? So I sure would. All right, let me back up to Kathy. I'm gonna teach Kathy something, and I'm gonna teach all of you something. When I teach Kathy something, I'm going to teach you something about Rakeza. Everybody understand? All right, she's still here. Kathy's still here. Uh-huh. Okay, I lost her.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. All right, there you go. Now, there's only three things that you could do on the internet. Forget what they telling you, Serafia. They lying. It's name, face, body. It's the only three things you can sell on the internet. No, I sell real estate. Yeah. And the prettier you are, the easier that becomes, doesn't it? It is what it is.
Yeah.
If you got Keller Williams behind you, that name makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yes. All
right. Name, face, body. Kathy, I told Deanna this morning, actually, and she'll verify. I said, I need to teach Kathy how to sell on the internet because you posted some pictures the other day. Guess what you got?
Yeah.
Guess what you got? Body.
I've been thinking.
No. Hold on. You don't even say that. Hold on. No. You don't even say that. Y'all seen the network marketing companies? Y'all know what the first thing they do? They get all the pretty girls to hold up the little, it's the little juice that's going to make you lose weight. And then they go, don't fool me now. You know, this is exactly what happened. They go, they put the little self out there and they go, I'm drinking this. And then you saw them working out and then they threw that. And then 30 days later, you see they got promoted. That's because that network marketing company has a guy like me saying, Vernicia, with your little cute self here, put us in your hand. I'm telling you, right? Now, if you can't have body, then you gotta have name. So if you say, well, my name isn't big enough and my body isn't whatever enough, then you got to use name, my name. You understand? So if you don't have face, well, I ain't got the face yet. If you don't have body, then that means, but maybe you got body, but you don't dress like that, right? You dress like Deanna. She got body, but then she's all covered up with a sash over her and another sash over that and a sash over that. Her and Arshia are dressed the same, right? They got this completely, you know, all conservative, you know, you understand. So you don't use that. But what you have to do, my friends, is you now got to use name. You have to say stuff like, hey, everybody, my name is Kathy, and I just left being mentored by my millionaire friend, Antonio. And right here is where you switch everything. Where's Kathy? Where's my screen at? Where's she? I don't know. Got all these circles. Oh, there she go. Right here's where you switch everything.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
And you no longer make that video about you. You make that video about how you're being poured into. Think about it. You go, Donna, this doesn't make sense. Okay, how do you invite people to your church? Is it your body? Nope. Is it your face? Nope. It's the name. Right? How you invite people to your mosque? It's the name. You're saying Allah. Justin doesn't go, you know, you get these gains if you become. That's not what Justin does. Justin does not use his body to convert you to Islam. You know what I'm saying? You get these gains if you come to Allah. No, right? It's we you already been doing it. And neither can I say, Vanessa, girl, if you come to my church, you can be just like me. No, 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 no. Because first up, you're going to hell, right? No, it's, listen, let me tell you about this Messiah. You're using name. When you sail, if you don't have body, why is body important? Because how else are you going to get people to stop scrolling? Remember, no one logs on the internet to come find you. They own the internet and they just killing time. And then they go, ooh, Patricia, all right now. All right, that's some deacons. That's some deacons. That's some deacons. Let them deacons and them 20-year-olds. And I'm like, ooh-wee. All right, look at that. And then they stop. And then they hit the little volume. Because, you know, most of the, all the videos play with no volume. Uh-huh. Then they go, let me see what she sound like. And it, I know I'm not lying. You've all done it before, okay? And as soon as they hear her, she talk about, and come with me in business. And they go, she a businesswoman. And then they go, oh my God, she cute. I need to follow her. And all of a sudden, they done joined her success team.
I'm glad you said that, because I was trying to think about how to pull this into that, because I wanted to use it, but I didn't know if it was going to be appropriate. But I know what the internet be looking for, so.
You want to be rich or you want to be right? You understand? It's only three things you can use. Rich. Name, face, body. What does Kim Kardashian use?
Is Kim Kardashian. Right, this is my last name, so I can be rich.
All right, there you go. Think about it. There's Kim Kardashian. It's Kim Kardashian saying, okay, everybody, let's have an intellectual conversation.
No.
No, in fairness, she's one of the greatest business women on planet Earth. There's no doubt. She built a billion-dollar empire off her body. That's impressive. But she don't lead with that. You understand? Yeah. She don't lead with that. She leads with body and now name, because it's Kardashian. Yeah. You understand? So she's got name and body. Is she going to law school? I didn't know that. There you go. You understand? So I'm just trying to tell you it's name, face, body. And if you don't look like Idris Elba, you understand? Let Kathy into some heat waves. Yeah. You understand? Then you probably, or Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt gets to use face and body. Why is Matthew McConaughey so successful? I mean, his chest and his abs have been pretty spectacular since the 90s. Why is Tom Cruise always running his films? Because he looks good at it. What made Will Smith, I got you. What made Will Smith go from funny rapper sitcomer to a sex symbol? Not Ali. Bad Boys, when he was running through them taxi cabs with his shirt open. With his shirt open. All right. Name, face, body. I'm not being carnal here. I'm telling you what actually works. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm putting myself in the fire because I'm never going to hit the end of this. But yeah, I've literally had a woman tell me, like, yeah, I booked you, but I also know you look good in a suit.
If I choose two photographers, cute young photographer or that guy, right? You know what I'm saying? It's, let me, all right. I was going to keep it too real, but that's all right. I was going to keep it. That's it. Open your shirt, man. Open your shirt. That's what I listen. That's what y'all wait till I get this six pack. You just wait till I get this six pack. Anyway, I ain't win. I'm going to do a whole morning meeting with no shirt on. And just, I'm a tattoo shirt right here. And I said, I got a shirt on. It's going to, the word shirt going to be on me. Okay. Yeah. Name, face, body. Don't forget that. Okay. Remember that. Name, face, body. And oh, I hear somebody unmuted. Who's unmuted? No,
I did, Vanessa.
Oh, go ahead, Vanessa. Go ahead.
No, I just want you to make me look good going forward. I meant the mature woman, not just Christian woman. You know what I mean? Hey. Come on, Antonia. I want swag. I want the Carlson right there to my right. With a fur pocketbook, the long nails. I want it all because that's what sells. And I am in the selling business. you know, but I want to win and I want to be rich and prosperous. Amen to that. So. Amen to that. That's where.
That. Now, I like
one
it.
Day
I
at
like
a time. It.
Let me tell you something. If you type in mature woman on the internet, you're going to get some website results. You understand? All right. Don't you get it twisted. There's a market for mature women. You understand?
Oh, now. Yes.
I bet you Serafia got some 20-year-olds and some six packs looking at her.
Lingerie all the way.
That's it. I'm telling you. Look, the older I get, the younger they get, try to holler at me. it was the opposite. It was young and it was a bunch of cougars. Now it's the opposite, right?
Oh, they coming, Antonio. They coming.
When I get that Donald Baker Gray. It's over. A Jerry Gray? Oh, man. You wait till my stuff gray up like Jerry's. I'm going to let y'all know every day. I might be in the camera like this and say, okay, everybody, we're going to have a meeting today. All right, name, face, body. I wanted to stress that because you need to...
That dog goes long.
You got to look at it in chat. The name, face, body, that's how you're going to have to sell. So Kathy, you're going to sell your products that way. All of you need to sell. Rickay's that way. Remember, it's like 3 months ago meetings, I told y'all, I'm trying to figure out how to put Rickay's in y'all hands. Remember that? That's because I understood what I'm telling you. How do I get... Yeah, just go to our Patricia page and see her. Y'all going to see her. She's going to have this little angle. Tim has been teaching me about the angles. And a hat going to swoop over her eye like this here, y'all. And then she's going to take that picture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to have that picture say Rickaysa. You do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to do all that. All that has to work because that's the only way to do it. Yes, we have what people need, but you have to give them what they want first. Every Ascended Master has done that. Every Ascended Master. Let's see. People listen to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan because he feeds their want first and then gives them what they need. You understand? And it's kind of hard. What the Muslim community does very well is they don't pray for you if you ain't got no food. They get you some food. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is group economics. Let's get you some food. Then let me teach you how to fish. Now that I've done all that, let's talk. Okay, remember that, because every ascended master that's come before you, every great teacher has always said, oh, y'all hungry? Bring some fish down here. Now that you got the fish and some bread, I'm the bread of life. You understand? You can't talk to people when their stomach is growling.
Amen.
And the only reason that I'm validated is because I keep making y'all money. Imagine how many of you just simply would have been here for 24 hours if you wasn't making money or seen somebody next to you make money or took an idea and said, "Ooh, man, that immediately changed my business." The moment that stopped happening is the moment I lose my power. You understand? Same thing. All right, good stuff. Now, let's move. Well, not moving. It's the same energy. Let's move to the election real quick, though. Let's move to the election real quick. I want you, same energy from yesterday. It doesn't matter about the election. But I want you all to, and this is going to be kind. Nobody's going to be hurt. Like, I'm not going to be abrasive. You will walk away from this conversation unscathed. Not like yesterday. Everybody got hit yesterday. No, I'm finished the conversation, no escape. But we need to talk. Because the people, if everybody's doing something, you don't need to be doing it. Does that make sense? You understand? Like, what you're doing is, you don't understand this, but I'm going to help you understand it. Those people are vibrating together and their collective net worth equals something. And y'all want more than that. I'm going to say it again. You only want to do things that the people, like, think of the money you want to make. Now go do those things. Think about it. You're not going to hear most of the people that y'all admire and look up to, they not out here bashing the president. Even if they not voting for the president. They not bashing the president because that comes with a monetary vibration. I had to politely tell someone this yesterday. And this is the funniest thing. You got the cap on too. There's the funniest thing. I said, this is just common sense, but I'm telling you this because I want you, because it's the luncheon board to my next point, which is all about money. I'm telling you this because I know how much money this person's make. And then you're going to know how much money this person makes because they were swearing up and down that voter fraud, voter fraud. Now, I'm not telling you that people ain't going to do something stupid. They can always do something stupid. But they did something stupid in 2016. They did something stupid in 2012. Always. Okay? I'm not even going to take the point of saying that when Mr. Trump won the electoral vote but lost the popular election, I'm not even going to take that point with you and say, ain't nobody tripped in, but now it's all of a sudden fraud. I'm not even going to take that point. Let's just process this information. If you just do a simple Google search, the whole Senate, which was Republican-controlled, they kept their seats. They didn't just keep their seats. They gained a seat or two. The House, which was Democrat-controlled, is probably still going to have a majority, but they lost two seats. Process this information for a second. To think that the election does not have this integrity and the left is in some cahoots to oust the president, why did the House still keep, why did the Senate still keep their seats? Some of this stuff don't make sense. You got to understand, remember, you're not just voting for the president, it's a whole thing. So it's obvious what happened. A bunch of stuff happened to where a bunch of young people and people who didn't vote went out there and voted for president because the country is still liberal whether you want it to be or not, and all countries are, right? And that's what you got going on, all this new record breaking stuff plus. The reason I bring this up is because if you can't process what I just said naturally, you also can't process energy to make money. If you can't process what I just did with the election, then you can't process your customers' complaints to make money. The Senate, the Republicans did not lose. They lost one seat, but gained four more. The Senate is still Republican controlled. And then the Democrats lost two key seats in the House. So where's the fraud? And you can't say the fraud is just for the presidential election because the elections don't work that way. Because it's not a presidential election. It's an election in which the president is on the ballot. We just call it presidential election because it sounds good in the media. Okay, that's the only thing. Now, I don't have a gripe here, Sam. I'm just saying that the people who do have a gripe there, I can guess their dollar amount. Because a part of making money is not book smart, but what you would call street smart. Now, is there some fraud? I'm sure it is. Was it some fraud last election? I'm sure it was. Was it some fraud in 1932? I'm sure it was. Do you make money from combating this problem? No. 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 So my, I don't have a request, but my nudge to you, because you're not going to understand that this next point I'm going to make is, so what? Because they're not coming to eat gumbo with you. That's a Southern example. I'm sorry. I don't know what y'all do in the North. I don't know, whatever y'all eat. I'm not sure what y'all eat. Okay. Jay's right. A waste of energy. Just trust me on this, because all you're doing is wasting your energy and alienating people who would have joined your Rakesa team. Right? The moment I say abortion is bad, okay, now I'm good with pro-life. But now everybody pro-choice who was going to join me, they ain't joining me now. Right? So now I don't limit it. Now, if you want to limit your audience, then go ahead. You understand? But if not, it's up to you. So just remember that, because it brings me to this second to last point here, which is, let me explain these groups, because I'm doing the groups certain ways for money. Okay. But it's not money. So what is money? Money is a medium of exchange or a storehouse of wealth. So sometimes when I mention money, I don't literally mean greenbacks or purple or whatever it is in other countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean that. I'm saying what I'm doing is I'm controlling the media and making you all rise to it. So in the business university, should you have a post that says, I found this article or something, here's these tips, it will get approved. And the Rakesa family, cut that on, and I'm kind of approving back and forth things. I'm still back and forth there. This is all about value. If fill that post adds value to the Rakesa community, it'll get approved. So this should be your thought process. Does my post add value to this community, Rakesa, specifically? If it does, all right, you're going to get approved. Is my post like a school book or a tip or something for the ATS Business University? Yes, then it's automatically going to get approved. Get it? Back and forth. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, that's how you should show up in life.
Talk to me. Show up in life. Added value going with the stream. You know what I'm saying?
Antonio?
Now, yes.
When you're talking the way you're talking, I think about the sacred text that says, therefore render unto Caesar the things that be Caesar and unto God the things that be God. You can't expect politicians to be Christians if they're not Christians. They're politicians, and God recognizes that, so you should too. And when you sit out there and say, I'm pro-life, you, like you say, you're alienating the pro-choice and vice versa. And you should be ready for the consequences that come with that. You're in business. Your focus is your business, not politics and your opinion. That don't make you money. That's going to be dealt with, and you dealt with in that arena, but this is business. So I see exactly where you're going with the Facebook and the Rakesa page about, is it going to enhance this community? And we should be mindful of that post. So I'm glad you're addressing that, because I know in the past on some of our pages and messages, we put some stuff up there that was like, where'd that come from? That shouldn't have been there. So thank you, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. I've had to block and remove two people from the Mexico group, which I'm going to bring up. And it has, they're posting. So there's a difference between being, I got to walk this lightly. Republican and pro-Trump tend to be two different things. Okay? Those are two different things. And I've had to remove two people from the Mexican group that were pro-Trump. Because pro-Trump in this case did not mean my candidate, I want him to win. That's fantastic. These were incendiary posts about racial issues and You understand? These posts were designed to piss somebody off.
Those are extra.
Yeah. There's a, hey, libs, you're being silly. Vote for Trump. Okay. Respectable. But that other stuff that is designed to create division, but literally it's designed to, you got me up. That kind of post, okay? We can't have that. We just can't have that because it doesn't add value to what you are attempting to do. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't. There's a big difference. You have some people, I'm not saying all, because there are a lot of Republicans that are pro-Trump winning, not pro-Trump. Does that make sense? Am I being fair to anyone conservative? It's because, well, shit, we gotta win. So somebody gotta win. Yeah, I'd rather our side win. I respect that. But let me use Trump to finally say what I've been wanting to say to Justin. We're not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at the Mexican group, there's two people just super spamming some stuff. And I didn't even see it. Somebody had to come to me about it. You know what I'm saying? Inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since you said my name, could I add it?
Yeah, man.
Well, to Rome, speaking of politicians not being Christian, believe you me, politicians are Christian because they gave you the Bible to stay complacent. That's believe me, they know your religion better than you do. They designed it for you. Number two, yeah, inflammatory posts is not good for energy. It's not good for business. It's not good for anything, actually, at all. We're a community that's building off of great energy, vibes, abundance, group economics, you know, a minority force that's driving, who's leading the community and business. So, you know, that's why I really don't get involved with politics or religion pretty much. You seem to bring it up a lot because you're a pastor, and I get engaged because, you know, there's a mutual level of respect from person to person. So right. There's no ill will if people's voicing their opinions in a creative way.
Right.
And that's there. But the way that this country is shifting, if you don't have some form of solitude, and I'm saying this with all due respect to any religion, especially Christians as well, but if you don't have no form of solitude, not pushing religion at all, but if you don't have no form of solitude and allegiance like the Nation of Islam or like the Jewish community or like anything of where if you do one to one, you do one to all, and the group economics, in other words, you know, if you mess with one, you're gonna mess with all, and there's a standing force that demands power, and you can then create or change politics due to your standing force because you're standing by it. So the people, the sheep are not gonna last. The Caribbeans have the Caribbean force. Everybody from the island has aligned. The Black American and minority has aligned only on strong forces. Nation of Islam, you see, you know, DR, PR. Most Spanish communities align with Black communities. Most Caribbean communities align with the strong Black communities and the Spanish communities. But the Christian American who's standing there praying and hoping and helping but not doing, either you're going to be an employee or you're going to sit home and wait for the government to feed you. But I got news for you, because the people that went out of work in COVID, they're now going to get that government assistance. The reason that I'm scavenging for distressed apartment buildings and building a new wholesale business is because I know that middle class that was gone is now going to be receiving government funding, and they're going to be the working class pay. But the people who are just screaming and shouting and not taking any action, it's going to be extreme poverty. And shouting to the Lord and praying and Holy Ghosting and all that. Like I said, I have all due respect for everybody's religion. I'm just giving you the raw facts, because for my people, you got to see it. It's got to be hit in your face for you to see it sometimes. For me, from my experience, I had to really fall on my face to say, oh, damn, I had all this going and I just fucked up. Let me get back up and get to where I need to be.
Understood. Me too.
That's where it's going. That's basically what's going to happen. All the screaming and shouting is not going to do you no good if you're not you know, getting yourself a rich dad, poor dad, or rich man in a trash can, if you're not really getting that financial education, getting your health right, getting your mind right and forming with people who are actually doing something, you're either going to be an employee, but they ain't going to have no jobs. And if they say, because the Christian faith has a tendency to look up and look for help through other cultures, right? They always look for another culture because they worship a Jesus with blonde hair and blue eyes. So they'll always look for their Jesus to help them for a job. If they say, listen, I'm only hiring my own people, they're in deep shit.
Yeah, deep shit. Facts. Big facts. And to be fair.
That was just my take for the morning.
Nah, that's fantastic. I don't disagree with nothing you said. To be fair, American Christianity is not necessarily Christianity. Those are two different animals. But let me show you something real quick. I have, bring my DVD over here. Bring my DVD. Now, this is what we'll be watching The Office today. I have, who remembers Maurice Muhammad? Remember him, the broker, the real estate? About every week or something, at least we started back up again, I have him mentor me on Islam. I don't know if you knew that, Justin, so you're more than welcome to do that too, if you don't mind. And I just grabbed two. Here's a, see, this just, the Honorable Farrakhan. And a book from the Nation of Islam. Not just that, I do the same thing with Sikh, the same, like all of it. Like I'm attempting that. This ain't for everybody, Pam Norris. Understand? But I went back and bought the Book of Mormon just so I could relate more to you. You ain't even know that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even know that. Right? Not the Book of Mormon, just so I relate more to you and all these
things. Look at my camera, Antonio.
Look at you. I need that.
I'm in my office right now. I ain't leave. But look, I got all three volumes as my book, DuPont Registry, GQ, and Forbes.
Man, I need that.
All three volumes right there with the Quran.
And the Holy Bible next to it.
Yeah.
That's so dope. That's it. That's so dope. So anyway, I'm trying to get y'all to see. Because what we're about to do next, you're going to have to be more receptive to opposing viewpoints, right? You're gonna have to do that. If you don't do that, then that's fine. Then you just need to be really, really, really good at being a butthole. Like, really, real talk. It's perfectly fine to be Donald Trump, but you're going to have to be, like, all the way Donald Trump. The reason why Donald Trump wins and is successful, because there's no halfway Donald Trump. So if you're going to be Joel Osteen, you need to be all Joel Osteen. If you're going to be Donald Trump, you need to be all Donald Trump. You can't walk the middle. You understand? Go ahead, Justin. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Right? I just want you to be more receptive. Why? Because I can tell you for sure that we lunch at less than 30 minutes. Can I be more real with you? Would you like to be more real with you, Jerry? You want me to do it?
Yes, but
you got to say it on the mic.
I was just going to tell you, Amanda unmuted her mic. That's all.
Go ahead, Amanda. I've been listening. I want to hear that accent anyway.
Well, I was going to say, it was going back to something you said earlier. You know, you went to the, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Do you know what the third of that is?
Uh-uh.
If you teach a man to teach a man to fish, you end world hunger.
Wow. Why did I never know that? I never knew that.
And that's exactly what you're doing here. It's exactly what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all, the reason I'm saying this here and the reason I conducted this meeting this way, I want everybody to listen to me. I'm done. We should have disconnected. I keep telling y'all we lunch in less than 30 days. We launch next week. You motherfuckers. You know what? That's it. That's it. You know what? That's it. You know what? I just come warm up my food, please. Come warm up my food. I don't even know what the hell to.
Yes!
You done did it now.
I don't even know how to. You know, I keep teasing y'all and playing with y'all about 30 days.
You said this was planned.
It's next week. We lunch we next week.
Speechless. We're speechless. That's it. Oh, is that what
that is? Okay. It's speechless. All right. All right. That makes sense. It's speechless. Well, all right. That makes more sense now. We lunch next week. So when I keep throwing hints at y'all and telling y'all, I would get my foundation together. I would get my foundation. I'm trying to tell you, like your mama tried to tell you, don't you go out there with that boy. All right, you're gonna get in trouble. I'm trying to tell you that. I'm trying to tell you, don't go out there, that boy ain't nothing but trouble, is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you, don't you go out there with no foundation that ain't nothing but trouble. Because it's better, because is Nikki on this call? Yes, Nikki's on this call. Nikki's gonna give the software, and then 30 other people on her team gonna get software. You understand? So that's Nikki and Arshia gonna get software. Sugar is gonna get software. And then Kathy gonna get software. Then Patricia gonna get software. That's a good growth. You understand what I'm saying? Vanessa gonna get software, get other people software. I'm just trying to get you to see, build that foundation. We lunch next week. Now, when next week? I don't feel like telling you, but we lunch next week, all right? So I would be ready to have all your ducks in a row. And as soon as we lunch, the next thing that's gonna happen is Justin gets activated and we start working on that store like we worked on his software. If I were you, so this is me, I'm warning them, Justin, to see if they catch it. If I were you, while you get money on one end, I would get my product and my product ducks in a row on the other end so you can be sold inside the store. You got me?
I got mine, yes.
I know that's right.
Antonio.
Go ahead, yes.
One quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody on the line, on the calls, who can help me with labels and maybe signs? Is there anybody?
Like you mean the design of them or the print of them?
Maybe logo. Logo, maybe labels, putting my little signature on it.
Yes.
Could you text it to me or have Deanna, somebody?
Okay, Grace. We'll have somebody text it to you. No problem. Okay. Just you tell us what you want and I think we can take care of that for you.
Okay.
Deanna.
Thank you.
Get with it. What do y'all have a good conversation with to see exactly what you need. We should be able to take care of you though.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. Thank you. Oh, you're very welcome. I see y'all in the money next week.
Yeah. Joel.
Yes. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good
one. Thank you. God bless.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.